Welcome to Apparently Speaking, the podcast from Northeast Ohio Parent, with your host, Miriam Connor.
Hi, this is Miriam. Thank you for listening to Apparently Speaking. You may be surprised to hear that research shows that over 80% of 8-year-olds are regularly online and active on social media or multiplayer games. And 1 in 3 8-year-olds will be harassed online or come into contact with an online predator or financial scammer. My guest today is sounding the alarms for parents who may not understand how soon their children may encounter stranger danger online, including many popular online games. Ron Kerbs is the founder and CEO of Kidos. He holds an MSc in Information Systems Engineering and Machine Learning from Technion Israel Institute of Technology, an MBA from the Wharton School of Business, and an MA in Global Studies from the Lauder Institute at the University of Pennsylvania. Ron was an early venture capital investor, and prior to that, he was an R&D manager who led teams to create big data and machine learning-based solutions for national security.
Sponsored by the all-new Mazda of Kent. Your family safety is our top priority, and Mazda has more Insurance Institute for Highway Safety picks than any other manufacturer. So get to your Mazda destination, Mazda of Kent. Check out new Mazda CX-5 crossover SUVs, Mazda CX-30 CUVs, even 2023 Mazda CX-50 crossover SUVs. And U.S. News & World Report awarded Mazda Best Car Brand. Check out their new retail evolution dealership, the all-new Mazda of Kent, MazdaKent.com.
Well, thank you so much, Ron, for being here. I'm really glad you're here.
Thank you very much for inviting me.
Yes, I'm happy to have you here. It's, not like a very fun, for lack of a better word, topic, but I think it's super necessary. And, I was saying before we even started recording, there's just so much with this kind of stuff. It's just hard to keep up and it's kind of ever changing. So I think that, it can be overwhelming for parents, but it's something that we need to keep, pressing forward and keep learning about so that we're aware. So I do appreciate you being here. So you have some stats. I know your company, Kidos had some stats come out and really focused on 8-year-olds. And that was really surprising to me for some reason. I know I've heard a lot about, the 13-year-olds, that age group, but, maybe can you talk a little to the 8-year-old, kind of what you guys found?
Yeah. So basically it's quite astonishing, but we found that our company creates a software to protect young gamers, and we initially thought that it's going to be relevant more for the older gamers. And when I say older, I'm talking about older kids, 12, 13, 14 years old kids who play online. And we realized that there are even 8-year-olds, and actually 1 out of 3 of them are actually approached by online predators, financial scammers, people who tried to harass those kids online, which was quite surprising for me, especially because I didn't expect it to be as early and as young as we saw that. But it makes sense, because as you start looking at those kids, you see that it's about 80% of the 8-year-olds in the U.S. are actively using the internet. So either they're using YouTube Kids, or they're using some multiplayer games or some other educational websites. And as part of it, evidently, some of them are communicating with people that they shouldn't communicate. So it was quite surprising that 1 out of 3 actually approached by those people. But that's the reality.
Very surprising. Yeah. 1 out of 3, not just 1 out of 3 kids, but 1 out of 3 8-year-olds, you found has come into contact with, an online predator, someone harassing them, or financial scammer. It's like, financial scammer, these kids don't, have any money. But it is very shocking when you really think about that. 1 in 3 8-year-olds, and they don't have, obviously, they're not capable of really, filtering through that or understanding what's going on. And oftentimes maybe until it's gone on for a long time or too late, because they're only 8 years old. So, these kids are on, and the parents probably just think they're playing a game, and they are. So you think, well, they're not doing anything bad or, quote unquote wrong online. They're just playing a game, but it's,
it's just that they can get to them, right? Through the, get to these young kids, you know, 8 years old and stuff through these games.
I think like the most, you know, prevalent risk is actually financial scam. And when we talk about financial scams, we're not just talking about the financial scam that we as adults talk about. So, you know, credit card scams or, you know, revealing your social security number. We're talking about in-game currency scams. So if someone gets access to your online gaming account, for a lot of those kids, they have their parents' credit card details within the account. So for a financial scammer or for a gaming scammer, they can connect to the child's account, buy gaming currency, and then send the gaming currency to their own account. So it's not just financial scams that are in the outside world. It's also things that are in the virtual world, buying those assets that are super important for those kids and for gamers overall.
Yeah, wow, that's, you know, just one other thing to like worry about, right? So yeah, because when I read that and you said that, you know, financial scam, I'm like, what? How does that? But I totally can see it now, right? Because yes, most parents probably do have the card connected. I think you have to in a lot of things, you know, have the card connected. And then that way, if they want to buy more, you know, whatever they try to buy the in-gaming things, it's there and it's easy. So they can just get in and get that from their gaming information, which is, yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah. And one of the other things that we've seen is a lot in the financial scams is people trying to switch accounts. So within, you know, kids, it's pretty common for kids to switch accounts with their friends. So, hey, I'm trying to pass this level in this game. I don't know how to do that. I know that one of my friends has already done it. So maybe we switch account, he or she does it for me, and then we switch back. And then, you know, in sometimes, you know, those kids are sharing their passwords, and the person on the other side is not the person that they intended to share the password with. They view them as friends. They're playing with them for a while, but it's actually someone who's using a voice changer and pretending to be a kid.
So the kid is saying, I get it. It totally makes sense now. You know, yeah, I can't get to this level, but so-and-so can. And maybe it's someone online that they think for it could, maybe it isn't a voice changer, but it's not really their friend, but it's someone that's befriended them online. And so they, you know, they've talked to them for a while, played games with them. And then they, like you're saying, they said, oh, I can get you that line. Give me access to your account and I'll get you to that line, to that level. Kids don't think about, you know, obviously young kids don't think about something like that. Or like you said, at this point now it can be voice changer. So they, you know, pretend that they're their friend, and then they have access to their whole account, which then in turn they have access to the parent's credit card.
Yeah. Yikes. And the most surprising thing is YouTubers and some of those more famous people, they are actually using the fact that they're famous to get into those accounts. So basically, those kids think, hey, I'm following this YouTuber, I'm following this person on Twitch. Why would he or she scam me? They have like millions or maybe hundreds of thousands of followers, and they're using their credibility as YouTubers or streamers to get into the account because they trust them. They feel that, you know, these people would not scam them.
Right. They think they're a famous, you know, they're famous YouTuber. They wouldn't do that. Okay. But some, obviously not all, but some people, like you said, are using this platform that they have, which might even be a phony, you know, number of followers and things to do that. So yeah, really scary stuff. And even games, like you said, this can kind of happen with like Roblox or Fortnite, just because of the ways that you just explained. Is that what's happening on games like that?
Yeah, so yeah, it's definitely happening a lot in voice chats. So Fortnite is known to have a voice chat. Roblox didn't have voice chat capabilities up until about a year ago, and then they decided to add voice chat. They decided to add it only for older players, but of course the younger players are pretending to be older players and they're using it as well. So yeah, it's getting it's definitely something that is happening. Another platform that is used by a lot of gamers is Discord. I don't know if many of our listeners know Discord, but Discord is a gaming communication platform. So probably some of you use it to work Slack or Microsoft Teams. So it's basically the same thing, but just for gamers, a server that gamers can connect and with a group of friends and talk about different things while they're playing. And Discord is completely unmonitored for, especially for the voice chat. So a lot of those things are actually happening within Discord. So they know that, you know, Roblox text chat are some kind of monitored, so they know that they cannot do everything there. So they're convincing kids to move to other platforms that they know that are less monitored. It could be Snapchat, it could be Discord or other platforms.
Okay, and you're saying like Discord, Snapchat, like those are unmonitored. So, right, they can talk these kids into moving over to that where they can cause more damage and the kids don't realize it. Yeah, it's really scary. It's so, there's just so much information, like this kind of stuff. It's just really hard for parents to keep up with. And it's like, okay, you just think they're playing a game, but, and they are, they're trying to just play a game, but maybe someone on the other end, you know, it's, there's all these, you know, things involved, all these ulterior motives. And it is a lot, and it's hard to really keep track and make sure that, you know, none of this is going on. And, you know, talking about, you know, in general, you know, the kids, like the 8-year-olds, you know, the heightened vulnerability of 8-year-olds, you know, they are trusting. And even in that age range, doesn't have to be exactly 8, but that was the number that came up that was kind of surprising, that, you know, 1 in 3 have been affected in some way, because they're trusting and they don't think, you know, that someone, like you said, why would somebody do that? You know, they don't think that way yet. And they're not that wary of strangers in this way. You know, I think that probably parents teach that our kids, you know, what we've always taught, you know, don't go in the car with a stranger, don't do this. But now there's a whole nother set of things to learn, you know, as far as online social or stranger kind of danger things.
And I think it's a lot on us as parents to educate kids on how to use those platforms, social media, gaming. So, you know, when you started driving, or all of us started to drive, no one just told us, hey, take the car and just drive yourself. Someone taught us how to do that. Someone sat next to us and someone explained the rules. We had to go through a test in order to drive. But more importantly, we had someone supervising us in the first few months that we were driving. And I think it's the same for gaming. We were just expecting kids, hey, that's a computer, that's a game. You can communicate with, you know, tons of people, and I'm just expecting you to know what is right. I'm going to give you like 3 guidelines. Hey, don't talk with strangers, don't do that. And that's it. But no one really showed you what is the right way to communicate online? What is the right way to play online? What are the things that you need to do? So in the ideal scenario, and, you know, most parents probably don't have time to do that, I would want parents to play with their kids, play together actually with them, to show them, hey, that's the way that you should behave playing. And it's not just how to deal with financial scammers, with online predators, it's how not to be a toxic player, how not to use hate speech against others. So those are some of the things that, you know, no one is teaching them. And then you get those 8, 9, 10-year-olds joining Fortnite for the first time, or playing Call of Duty for the first time, even though, you know, it's not for their age, and they're hearing all of the other toxic players harassing other people, harassing women, harassing, you know, people of color, and they're saying, hey, that's the way that I should behave in this world, because everyone else is doing that, so probably that I should do it as well. And then you get a vicious cycle of them doing it again with the next younger kids, and no one's stopping it.
I love everything that you just said. And I think that it's so important. You know, you have I think you hit on a really important piece. You know, obviously we need to, you know, tell our kids and talk to them about it. Hey, here are some things you can encounter in this game. You know, in these games, here are things that are online in general, these different platforms. Here are things to look out for. But you said something I think was really key, you know, actually play with them. So for one, your kid's going to enjoy that. I think, you know, if you start, you know, if they're young and you just want to play with them, and it also is something, you know, you're taking an interest in something that they're taking an interest in. You can understand later when they're talking all about it, you'll understand what they're talking about. But really importantly, what you said is, yeah, because you can actually show them and how to act. And like you said, looking out for, you know, predators, online scammers and all those things, but also you had said some really important things, you know, just how to treat people, how to be respectful, you know, not to be a toxic player, not to disrespect, you know, people and all these kind of things. Like, they may see other people doing that in these games, because some of these games, like we said, they're all people from all over. You don't know who they are. So they're seeing this kind of behavior. And like you said, then they just think like, okay, that's funny or that's cool or whatever. So if you're there to intervene and say, no, you know, see what that person just said, or, you know, how they're acting, like, no, that's, you know, not what we're going to do. And here are the reasons why. I love that you said that. I think that's so important. Actually play with them, and probably not just at the very beginning, right? But like, just often, you know, you don't have to do it all the time, but like every now and then, hey, I want to play that again with you. And you can kind of, it's a good way to kind of touch base too, to make sure and kind of just check in and see what's going on. I love that you said that.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you for that. And I think that, you know, when we're talking about sports in general, not esports, not computer games, when we're talking about sports, you have a lot of parents who, you know, play football with their kids, play baseball, play basketball, soccer with their kids. And I don't see a lot of parents playing, you know, games, other games, you know, computer games with their kids. And I think we need to understand that PC games, online multiplayer games, are, you know, inherent part of the culture. So it's not a negligible number. It's estimated that 90% of the boys in the US play online games, and 70% of the girls in the US play online games. So it's not, you know, a small fraction that you can ignore. Most of the kids are playing online today, and most of the schools and the universities already recognize it. So you have more than 800 universities, colleges and universities in the US that actually offer esports scholarships for kids. So it's not just a hobby. People are taking it seriously. You have serious esports teams. You have kids making more money than probably football players in certain positions, and playing esports for, you know, professional teams, with a lot of viewership, with millions of people watching those things. So if your child is into esports, it's not something that you should, you know, completely ignore and say, hey, no, you know, PC games are for kids, like, do something real with your life. You know, you may be not supportive, but you should understand that we as parents should understand that it's a real thing, it's a real cultural thing, the same as people, you know, probably like 100 years ago, 150 years ago, were mocking those people, you know, chasing a rubber ball, and today, you know, those people are, you know, are famous and make a lot of money. So I think that's definitely not something that we should ignore. You can definitely insist and encourage your kids to do other things and not just to play. But if you at some point understand that they want to be serious about it, you shouldn't ignore it.
Your family safety is our top priority, and Mazda has more Insurance Institute for Highway Safety picks than any other manufacturer. So get to your Mazda destination, the all-new Mazda of Kent, MazdaKent.com. There's no inventory shortage here. Test drive a new Mazda today. Check out new Mazda CX-5 crossover SUVs, Mazda CX-30 CUVs, even 2023 Mazda CX-50 crossover SUVs. And maintenance is no charge for 1 year. Plus, Mazda certified pre-owned vehicles with the balance of a 7-year, 100,000-mile warranty. U.S. News and World Report awarded Mazda Best Car Brand. Come experience our new Retail Evolution dealership, created solely with the customer in mind. We provide a premium experience that customers expect and deserve. Test drive a new Mazda today at your Mazda destination, the all-new Mazda of Kent, where my family shops for cars. MazdaKent.com, MazdaKent.com. Yeah, we don't want them just sitting in front of a screen all the time. We want them to go outside and do all that. But a lot of parents, like you said, are willing to, you know, shoot baskets and all that, do those kinds of things, which is, that's important and great. But you could add a little of this into if that's their interest. And again, yeah, you don't want to encourage them just, you know, sitting there for 5 hours in front of a screen, but be involved. The main point is, you know, to kind of take an interest in whatever they're interested in. And also, like, you really can have a better handle on what's going on. And I think a lot of parents, it's not comfortable or natural to them, you know, like, we're terrible at it, or, you know, I'll play whatever. I will play Mario Kart with my kids because they like to play that. You know, they're a little older. It's just fun. And I'm like, I can actually drive a car on the road for real, but I can't drive the Mario Kart. So, like, I don't know why. So I'm terrible at it, but that's okay because it's just for fun and we have fun doing it together. And they like it when I do it and they can tease me and make fun of me of how bad I am. So you have those kind of moments and memories. So I think that's what's important. And yes, when they're younger too, you want to make sure that you kind of have a handle on and know. And like you even mentioned, some of these games are not age appropriate. And so you can have a way to see what they're actually playing rather than just like, yes, go off. You can, you know, have an hour of screen time, but what are they doing and who else is involved?
Exactly. I think that you're doing the right thing playing with your kids. I think, you know, it shows them that you're interested in what they're doing, and you're just not just ignoring them and expect them to be interested in what you are doing. And so I think that's definitely the right approach.
Good. All right. Good. Thank you. Yeah. And so, you know, back to, you know, some of these things, definitely you mentioned, you know, there's safety gaps that exist on the social gaming communication platforms, because you mentioned some were just completely unmonitored, which is, you know, it seems like that wouldn't be the case, but it is. And, you know, if you're a parent and you're like, this is just so confusing to me, I don't understand these things, I'm sure that, well, first of all, your kids can explain it to you, but, you know, find a parent or friend or someone who is a little bit, you know, more comfortable with this kind of stuff, with all the gaming and all that, and kind of have them explain it, do some research. You can look it up and find that out. But, you know, definitely interesting and sad, you know, with the stats that come out about, you know, these younger and younger, you know, the 8-year-olds were only second to the 13-year-olds as far as the most vulnerable age group falling prey, you know, to online predators. So it's happening. And if it's 1 in 3, that's a huge number. So we need to really be diligent and checking and making sure. And it could be something where your kid was, you know, had kind of some kind of involvement with someone else online, but they didn't say anything to you. Maybe they didn't realize it. Maybe they didn't, you know, this person tried to ask them questions or whatever, but maybe they didn't, you know, fall for it, or maybe they did and talk for a while or whatever happened, but they may not have mentioned that to the parent, right?
Yeah. Those things definitely happen. And I think that one of the biggest issues that we've seen with parents is assuming that, you know, the parents of the other kids in the class did their research. So sometimes, you know, I'm talking with parents and I'm, you know, asking them, hey, how come you allow your kids to play this game? They're like way too young for this game. Also, the, you know, the company's recommendation is for them not to play the game at this age. And what I hear from parents is like, listen, all of the other kids in the class are playing it. So I don't want my kid to be left out, and I can understand that that's a tough place to be in. You know, on one hand, you want to make sure that your kids are, you know, fitting in, and if everyone else is playing Fortnite, they're playing as well. But on the other hand, it might be not a good fit for them at this specific age. So I would definitely encourage parents to do their own research. And don't assume that the other parents did their research. And if you come up with different conclusions, share it with the other parents. Maybe it could be you know, a decision of the class parents that, hey, we don't allow this we don't allow this game to make sure that, you know, no one is left out.
Really good point. Sometimes I do think, you know, we as parents, it's like, well, these other kids are playing it, so it must be okay. You know, and the kids say, oh, all my friends are playing it. And like you said, we're just then kind of assuming that the other parents have done the research, and maybe they have, but maybe they haven't, for sure. And like you pointed out, maybe it's okay for their kid for whatever reason, but you may not want that for your kid. And all the kids are different. There are different, you know, levels and all these different things. So yes, I agree 100%. Do your own research for your own child and make sure that that game is what you want them to be doing at this moment. And yeah, you know, you don't want your kid to be left out and all that, but they'll survive, you know, if they seem to be the only one, which we know they wouldn't be the only one, you know, not playing a game at a certain time or whatever. There are other ways they can, you know, connect and bond with their friends. And it's okay if they're the only ones for a while or feels like they're the only ones. I think as long as you know, really communicate and explain to them why. And I've done that with my kids many times, and they felt like, oh my gosh, I'm the only one, but they made it through.
Yeah, for sure. And you know, I still remember that, like, when I was a teenager, I wanted to go to a concert, and I was an older teenager, and my mom asked me who else is going. So I told her, hey, this friend is going. So I said, okay, if I know her parents, and if she's going, it's probably okay. And she told her parents the same thing. So we shouldn't be naive, that, you know, they're definitely using the fact that other kids are playing to convince parents to let them play.
Right. Everybody in my class is playing and all that. Yeah. It's probably not the case, but right. Yeah. You guys pulled the old, yeah, that was a good trick. So talk a little bit about their company, Kidas. What does that do?
Yeah. So Kidas developed the first voice analysis software for parents. We basically enable parents to install the software on their kids' gaming PC. We automatically connect in the background to more than 400 games. And once we do that, we're able to monitor voice conversation, text conversation, and also gaming events. So when we're sending you alerts, it's going to be related to the game. So if someone is saying, hey, I'm going to shoot you, I'm going to kill you, and they're playing Fortnite, that's relevant to the game. You shouldn't, you know, be alerted about it. But if they're talking about something that is completely unrelated to the game and is dangerous, parents will be alerted about it. We currently support more than 60 type of risks, including the most prevalent one, hate speech, financial scams, online predators, bullying, and definitely things that parents should know about. And of course, it's we're sending age-appropriate alerts. So if your child is 8, they're not going to get the same alerts as someone who's 12 or 13.
I think it's great, right? It just takes some of the work out of, you know, you still want to be that active digital parent and do all the things we talked about, but even doing that, you can still miss something. So this is just kind of, it doesn't mean don't do those things because, you know, you got it, but it's just a really extra, an extra, you know, layer, I would say, you know, to catch any of those things. So I think that's a great idea for parents to use something like this. Like you said, just to get those alerts. Again, doesn't mean you don't have to be active, but just you would get an alert if there's something. And then you can check it out yourself, and hopefully it's nothing, but at least you'll know and you can have that conversation with your child. So I think that's a great thing. I think it was wonderful talking to you. So many things to think about, so many great points. Can you tell us at the end here, you know, how to find out more about you, how to find out more about Kidas if parents want to look into that?
Yeah, for sure. So if parents want to look for a software, they can go to our website. It's getkidas.com. It's getkidas.com. If you live in Canada, we're available in Best Buy. If you live in the US, we're going to be available if you retail stores pretty soon, but currently we're available on the online directly on our website. And yeah, definitely encourage parents to give it a try. We offer 14 days free trial.
Great. I think that's great. And we can put some of that information in the show notes too. I think that's super important. Thank you so much for being here. I really enjoyed our conversation.
Thank you very much. I enjoyed it as well. And let's make sure that our kids are having fun online, but do it in a very safe way.
Yes, a safe way to have fun. I agree. Thank you so much. Sponsored by the all-new Mazda of Kent. Your family's safety is our top priority. And Mazda has more Insurance Institute for Highway Safety picks than any other manufacturer. So get to your Mazda destination, Mazda of Kent. Check out new Mazda CX-5 crossover SUVs, Mazda CX-30 CUVs, even 2023 Mazda CX-50 crossover SUVs. And U.S. News & World Report awarded Mazda Best Car Brand. Check out their new retail evolution dealership, the all-new Mazda of Kent, MazdaKent.com. Thank you for listening to Apparently Speaking. Listen and subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, Podbean, and iHeartRadio. Find the podcast and much more at NortheastOhioParent.com. Like Apparently Speaking on Facebook and email me at podcast@NortheastOhioParent.com.